Chapter 14 Q&A with Greg.
I know some of these ideas are new to people and hard to digest. Because of that, I feel Greg still has a little explaining to do to make sure no one walks away with the wrong idea. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I can use Greg to explain a few things to me. Some of these ideas are hard to digest. Liz. Greg, seriously. Are you really sure I can't ask the guy out? Guys say I'm intimidating. I should be allowed to help them out a bit.
Most of the great things in life we want are intimidating. That's what makes life so darn exciting. Do you really have time for a guy who's so afraid of you that he's not even capable of inviting you for coffee?
Greg, are you so sure there are so many great guys out there that I can just throw all of these other less-than-perfect guys away?
I don't know how to answer that except to say that being in a good relationship is much better than being in a bad relationship. And you'll never be able to be in a good relationship if you're sticking with Mr. Shitty What's-His-Name. Only you can know if the relationship you're in isn't good enough for you. A good indication that it is not is if you're only staying with What's-His-Name because you're scared.
What if I would rather be with someone who might not be that into me than be alone?
I get it. You can feel like crap and be alone, or feel like crap and at least have someone to spend the holidays with. Got it. It seems like it might be a fair trade, except for the fact that it means the only two options you are giving yourself involve feeling like crap. By staying with the guy who's not that into you, you're ensuring that you're never going to find the one that is. I say, not to anyone's surprise, take the risk of not having someone to spend Christmas with, possibly feel lonely for a while, but know that you're doing it for a much bigger payoff at the end.
Greg, do you really think there are that many men out there who are capable of being as loving as you think I deserve?
Yes, I do, I do, I do. Otherwise, I wouldn't be writing this book.
Greg, in the book you say that I shouldn't talk to my ex-boyfriend unless he's begging to get back together with me. But then you also say that I should be suspicious of a guy that wants to get back together with me after he's broken up with me. What's up?